I hope that you receive a message that inspires you to serve and to carry on a life of faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus, God's Son, through the message and song that you've been hearing and witnessing and sharing and being a part of this morning. For this is what our goal is that through our music, especially this morning, that is being shared, and we share together congregationally from the hymnal, that these messages and song would cause us to go out from here in just a few more moments and go the rest of this day, the rest of the week, the month, the year, the century, and time beyond until Christ returns, when that may be. It may be tomorrow. That we will go on and that we will overflow wherever we go, to the point that others around us will see that you are different than the rest of the world. So that the world will see, and that they will look and they'll say, Patrick, you know, you're just different. There's just something about you that's different. And maybe some of you have witnessed this before. Someone saying, well, you know, you're just kind of different. You know, maybe they're thinking you're kind of weird. But hey, that's okay too. I'd love to be weird for Christ, if that's what it is, and if that's what the world calls it. I just want to share just a few random thoughts this morning with you. I don't want to preach. I wanted to take this morning to soak it in as well as you this morning as we listen to the songs and the children. You know, there are future leaders of the church, the future leaders of Pentonwood Church, as well as the present leaders as well. For these children can lead other children to Christ, bringing them in to share their church family, you, with their friends that they meet at school and at play, wherever they may go. Just a few illustrations and a few thoughts. There was a group of four-year-olds that were gathered in a Sunday school class in Chattanooga. Now, Chattanooga, Tennessee, I would suppose. The teacher looked at the class and asked this question: does anyone know what today is? A little four-year-old girl held up her hand and said, yes, today is Palm Sunday. The teacher exclaimed, that's fantastic, that's just wonderful. Now, does anyone know what next Sunday is? The same little girl held up her hand and said, yes, next Sunday is Easter Sunday. Once again, the teacher said, that's fantastic. Now, does anyone know what makes Easter Sunday Easter? The same little girl responded and said, yes, next Sunday is Easter. Next Sunday is Easter because Jesus rose from the grave. And before the teacher could congratulate her, she kept on talking and said, but if he sees his shadow, he has to go back in for 7 weeks. I found that illustration. I thought, you know, that's a four-year-old. She knew there was something to do with coming out and going back in. But you know, there are people in this world today around us, maybe some that are related to us, maybe a brother, maybe a sister, maybe a mother or father or grandparent, or a child or grandchild, or a friend or neighbor, who does not know even that simplest of things. That Jesus rose from the dead never to die again. Not to go back in for 7 weeks. But that he rose from the dead, preparing the way for you and I. And that's what we commemorate this day. That we have a living Savior. A Lord that is so great, so wonderful. That his Father, our Creator, God. We think he is slow. And we think that he's taking his ever-loving time about sending Jesus to return. That God loves all his creation, all his human children, and gives every moment that we may turn to him and give our lives in faith that he shall send his son Jesus, that we believe he rose up from the dead. There's another illustration I found. It was our family custom to have a sing-along while traveling by car. It helped keep the boys out of trouble and in a good mood. On one trip, our eldest son, Aaron, asked if we could sing the gravy song. What's that? We asked. Teach it to us. With all his innocence, Aaron began singing the Easter hymn, Up from the Gravy Arose. Lives seem so long and like oh, all my years that are ahead are just will take so long, especially the younger you are. You look ahead and think of age 70, 80, 90. Why, you think 30 is over the hill when you're 10 or 12. Well, I'm really over the hill. But our lives, when we come to the closing of our days, when we know that we are reaching that allotted time which God has allotted to all of mankind, when we reach those days, we begin to look back and we realize just how fast our lives have gone by. It may depress us. It may give us some excitement thinking of our youth. But knowing that God is going to send His Son, and for your faith and belief and trust in Him, He is going to raise you if you are dead at His coming, and you shall be a part of the hereafter, an eternity which He is preparing for us. So many things, so great a things that take place in life. So many things going on in life, and so many material things to work with, play with, to maintain and to reach for and to desire and to go after. You know, there are actually people who have chosen the world and totally denied and totally disdained the faith in Christ and that He would raise us from the dead if we are His at His coming. Another illustration, which is a true story. In a cemetery in Hanover, Germany, is a grave on which were placed huge slabs of granite and marble, cemented together and fastened with heavy steel clasps. It belongs to a woman who did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. Yet, strangely, she directed in her will that her grave be made so secure that if there were a resurrection, it could not reach her. On the marker were inscribed these words, "This burial place must never be opened." In time, a seed covered over by the stones began to grow. Slowly it pushed its way through the soil and out from beneath them. As the trunk enlarged, the great slabs were gradually shifted so that the steel clasps were wrenched from their sockets. A tiny seed had become a tree that had pushed aside the stones. The dynamic life force contained in that little seed is a faint reflection of the tremendous power of God's creative word that someday will call to life the body of all who are in their graves. He will also bring back every person drowned at sea, cremated or destroyed in some other way. This is no problem. No problem to the one who made something out of nothing when He spoke the universe into existence. Unbelief cannot deter the resurrection, but faith in the risen Christ opens the door to blessings that His resurrection guarantees. A glorious new spiritual body and a home in God's eternal kingdom which is yet to come, which Christ shall bring with Him out of heaven. In new bodies we will be reunited with saved loved ones to live with Jesus throughout all eternity. Amen and amen. This is what I look forward to. I hope this is what you're looking forward to. I hope that you think of this every day of your life until the coming of Christ. We have a great opportunity to shed ourselves from all the weighty things of this life and this world, to loose the chains of sin, to let them drop to the floor, for those chains which bind us in the cares of the world. God knows us through those, and He desires that we give our faith unto Him. This should be indeed a very happy and joyous occasion for us, for Christ indeed rose from the dead. I'd like to share a song with you with the guitar that's a little more upbeat and about broken chains. And the broken chains that we can have, the things that bind us in this life, if we give ourselves over unto Christ, that we might indeed see that this is a moment of joy, for this is that occasion, that we are loosened from all sin, all doubt, all shame, the chains and bondage to sin and death have been taken from us. If you have not given your life to Christ, if you have not gone through what He has commanded, and that in your faith, that you follow through the waters of baptism, signifying your faith in Him and in His return, then we ask that you think about that for the next few moments. And during our concluding song, that you make your decision to come to Christ. If you'd like to come forward at that time as a signifying to me and to others and to God that you would like to put on Christ, then feel free to do so. If you do not feel comfortable in doing this, then speak with me later. Tell me that you would desire to put on Christ. But I'd like to share this song with you, that we might kind of turn the tide a little and go to a little different beat, maybe a little more upbeat. So.
The weight of the world was like a ball and chain. It dragged me down so low I thought I'd never get up again. I was locked in sinner's prison with just myself to blame. I pray, Jesus, please deliver me in your holy name. Broken chains on the ground, free at last, and now I'm kingdom bound. I'm no longer shackled to the misery and shame. Everywhere I look, there's broken chains on the ground. I'm tempted by the enemy now each and every day, but now I have the power to turn and walk the other way. God's light is there to guide me, it helps me not to stray. In my hour of victory, I give Him all the praise. Broken chains on the ground, free at last, and now bound. I'm no longer shackled to the misery and shame. Everywhere I look, there's broken chains on the ground. Well, I'm free at last, and now I'm glory bound. I'm no longer shackled to the misery and shame. Goes everywhere I look, there's broken chains.